bleed red.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, what are we doing this week, Tom?
We're talking about what are we doing this week?
I'm trying so hard not to say anything in the melody of an ABBA song.
Gifton's on a real ABBA hype at the moment.
I don't know if anyone's seen, but they're doing this like virtual concert like near the Olympic Stadium in East London, and it looks fucking amazing. So I think how I fell down the NSYNC rabbit hole, I'm falling down the ABBA one. The ABBA hole.
The Abbott hole.
Oh.
No.
That sounds like a nun hole.
Because of habit. Yeah. Go falling down the habit hole.
An abbey.
Yeah, yeah, an abbot hole. Nice.
Yeah, that's like a glory hole in the church.
You fall in it and before you know it, you're a nun.
Walking through an empty church. Tears in my eyes. Then I looked into the hole. And what a surprise. A big dick came at me. Oh no. Oh god, no, let's stop it. We don't want to get sued.
Let's stop it. I don't want to get sued by ABBA.
Yeah. Well, that'd be kind of cool.
Be good publicity, I feel.
Yeah. That'd be yeah! Poorly Read Podcast is sued by ABBA.
Yeah.
And the guy says, I'm just like such a massive fan. And Bailey and Bjorn are like, we don't care.
Give us more money.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
It's a rich man's world.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I work so hard, I work all day to pay all that. Oh, God. Ironically, the most valuable things I have are these ABBA vinyls. Yeah. Do you want to? Anyway.
Yeah,
we're not talking about ABBA.
We're not talking about ABBA.
I wish we were.
Are we?
Every time.
I feel like it's inevitable.
If we just did a whole like episode, just making like a narrative out of the different ABBA songs.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just Poorly Read does ABBA.
Oh my God. Like when like Erasure did it. Do you know that band? No? Okay, don't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, don't.
I'm just picturing us dressing up as the different members
That's
of ABBA.
That's what Erasure did, pretty much.
We'd have to take two, I'm going to say characters, they're not characters, two band members each.
So I would obviously be Agnetha.
Is she the blonde one?
Yes.
Okay, fine. And she's like the iconic face of ABBA, I feel.
Yeah, the other one, I always feel like...
She's too generic looking. I've seen her on a screen like hundreds of times. I've still got no idea what her face looks like.
Do you know what? She's a pretty woman. And I always feel like she's probably always maybe felt like she was in Agnetha's shadow.
Yeah, I don't think she's any less pretty than the blonde one.
I would say she is.
Just less distinctive looking.
I would say Agnetha was like really pretty. She was like Claudia Schiffer pretty, whereas like Anna Freed was sort of like mum's friend pretty.
Right, okay, I'll dress up as her then. And then as far as I'm concerned, the two men might as well be the same person.
Now, one of them still looks pretty good. I think Bjorn is the one that looks, he has like the one
with the beard.
Yeah, short hair, beard, and the glass. They both are glassy.
But and then the other one has the longish hair and slightly simian face.
Yeah, so the other one, I think, is Bjorn.
Okay.
Or maybe he's Benny. I don't know. But he still looks pretty good. I would not think he was in his fucking 80s at all. But yeah, he still looks good. The other one looks like he's, you know. And I wonder who the other one was married to. If he was married to Anna Freed, then I'd be like, wow, what a quinky dink that they both... aged terribly, I guess. No, they're fine. They're fucking ABBA. They're rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look out for Poorly Read's ABBA tribute.
I feel like this needs to happen. I feel like we need to make an album of like ABBA covers.
We've promised them. We've promised our listeners dozens of albums at this point.
I could just imagine though that it would just be like an hour of you stopping the session and going, Gifton, you're not on key, man. Yeah.
No, what are we actually talking about? You usually ask me that.
I did, and then you lied.
Oh, yeah. I said ABBA again.
Yeah. So, we're talking about ABBA.
No, we're not.
Now we're talking about something that's very closely related to ABBA, though.
What? Talking about a film that Danny DeVito had more involvement in than I realised.
Yeah, he's fucking behind the camera going action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Matilda.
Matilda.
Yeah. I am surprised at how much I enjoyed this on a rewatch.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was really good.
It was dope, yeah. It also struck me, though, how Miss Honey is very inappropriate. Almost every turn in this film, I feel.
Is she?
I just thought if this was made today, this would not go like this.
What, because she invites Matilda to her house?
Yeah. And without any prompt at the end, like, it's like, she's a special girl, something, and I love her. I was like, all right, calm it, Army. Fucking hell.
We've developed a bond. We've touched each other, but not in that way.
Right? We just held hands in a field of daisies. It was perfectly innocent. Oh, Matilda. Oh, Matilda, you and I know that what we did was perfectly innocent. You can come round my house again because we are only friends. Even though your mum's a bastard.
What?
And Matilda's like, that's like the third time you call my mum a bastard. And like,
I don't think you know what that word means.
Yeah. Was she born to parents who weren't married? Yeah. Well, I guess it's you who doesn't know what it means. Matilda, I think you're so fucking smart. You have big numbers in your head. You know what else can do big numbers in your head? A calculator.
Guess you said that. My aunt. Whose wisdom I'm valuing more and more as I get older.
Yes. Anyway, let me show you my chokey.
Call it the smoky.
Smoky chokey.
Yes.
Smoky chokey.
Do you want to come and hotbox my cupboard with me?
Ah, it's the chokey. Anyway. Oh, God. No, so we start with fucking Matilda's mum having her in the hospital.
Yeah, and already her dad's like, all right, which fucking baby is it? I don't give a shit. Give me any of them.
Yeah, doesn't she do something smart in the, like, baby?
In the womb.
What's a smart thing she could do in the womb?
I don't know.
I can't think of maths things that you could do in the womb.
Knit a blanket with her own umbilical cord.
But yeah, so she's born and then they bring her back home, they leave her in the car, and that's kind of the pattern that sets you up to know exactly what this film's going to be like. It's a film about child abuse.
They're terribly neglectful parents.
Yeah.
A little like the Dursleys, but in a very different way.
Oh, do you know, I never made that parallel.
Yeah, me neither until just this second. I think it's quite a common theme in, like, young person storytelling, though.
Well, they've got bad parents.
Yeah, like wicked family, horrible parents.
Yeah, it's where the conflict comes from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Matilda's got bad parents.
Yeah. She wrote her own name when she was a baby in baby food.
Yeah.
And her mum didn't even notice.
Yeah. And also, I was like, why'd you call her Matilda? Should have called her ABBA.
But there was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Matilda. Is that the words? I stumbled on the second line.
Yeah, I was impressed. At first, I was like, is he singing Phil Collins?
Cut to Matilda in a gorilla costume behind the drums.
Oh, Mr. Wonka, I love her chocolate. Anyway, fuck it all. But yeah, she's a super smart baby. She writes her name in spinach soup, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can buckle her own shoe. She can do her own makeup. She can...
We'll find the street corner all by herself.
Yeah. She can make her own incendiary devices. But yeah, straight away we get a fucking montage.
Her parents leaving her alone when she is way too young to be left alone.
You're not legally allowed to be left alone until you're 12 in England.
Is that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. Even though my parents left me alone since I was like, I don't know, 7 or 8. Which is probably why I'm so dysfunctional. Anyway, but yeah, I don't know what the legal age is in America. It's definitely not like 3.
Yeah.
And mum's like, there's a fucking soup on the stove. Heat up if you get hungry. I'm going to play bingo.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, you could have just had an abortion.
But instead you play bingo. That's not going to kill your daughter. Yeah, I think bingo is like a thing that like trashy moms kind of play in America. Because that's what I do. Eminem's mum in 8 Mile plays bingo.
It seems to, yeah, it's like a sun visor sport.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, fucking Matilda makes pancakes and other foodstuffs.
Yeah, I mean, how did she know how to do that? She just...
Yeah, where did she find a recipe book?
Right? She just... Either she saw one of her parents making pancakes, if they ever would have made pancakes.
I feel like they wouldn't have ever made that, pancakes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that too. Unless she just
Maybe
thought...
Maybe it's just that she's that intelligent.
Yeah, she just thought, if I put these ingredients together, they'll make something awesome.
Well, that's the... So what the definition of intelligence is, the intuitive application of acquired knowledge, right? So she knows what flour is, she knows what eggs are, then her intelligence is like, if I put these two together,
it'll make flags. Which I can only imagine is what she called pancakes.
Mama, I made flags today.
You want one of my flags, mama? It's got syrup on it.
And I was like, sure. Then she just brings in like the disembodied leg of the postman and she's like, oh God. Matilda. What? Oh, I guess this is what happens when you live with a 3-year-old home alone. Now she has to watch his forensic files. Anyway, tastes like chicken. Is what cannibals say. I feel like all meat tastes like chicken, unless, like, everyone says things taste like chicken, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's what Timon says the grubs taste like in Lion King.
That's true. And a talking meerkat is never wrong.
So the old adage goes.
Yeah. Apart from that time, I could have got cheaper car insurance. Oh, God. Anyway, fucking hell, as soon as she's old enough to, I don't know, look above the countertop. She's like, she says, Mama, can I get a book? Yeah. Does she say that?
Yeah, but I think she asks her dad and he's like, what do you want a book for? And she's like, to read.
Yeah, she does say
that. Why do you want to read when you got the television set right here? That's my Danny DeVito impression.
That was...
I hope you liked it.
First class.
Thank you.
Though I feel like your impression should be Danny DeVito in Batman Returns for the rest of this episode.
Oh, what's his voice in that?
He just goes, a lot. My name is Oswald Cobblepot.
That's pretty good.
Yay. Fucking hell. But yeah, she goes to the library on her own. And
yeah, she looks up the library in the Yellow Pages or whatever the American equivalent of the Yellow Pages is.
It's the Yellow Pages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it would be the red, white, and blue pages.
I thought it'd be the Confederate pages. Oh, God. So, yeah, she shows up in the room behind the counter. Like, oh, would you like me to help you pick out some books with lots of pictures? Matilda's like,
and she's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, you old cunt.
I think I can manage.
Oh, where did you learn such a thing? I taught myself. Yeah.
Do you know the definition of intelligence? You should be able to find your own way to the kids section, then, shouldn't you?
Anyway, so fucking Matilda takes books home.
She sure does.
She reads like a motherfucker.
And her parents won't let her go to school.
That was weird as fuck. Because I was like, surely you'd want her out of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, but her dad needs her there for packages.
They leave her there alone and she needs to like collect deliveries and stuff, yeah, like stolen car parts and whatever.
But she's like, I mean, fair enough. We all need someone to wait in for Amazon.
Yeah. Because I imagine they probably didn't have the, like, you know, collection points.
Yeah, it was just left on your doorstep, or like you'd have to go and collect it from the depot, I guess.
With a neighbor, yeah. Although apparently that's not really a thing in America.
What?
Collecting from like a neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess they do just leave shit on the doorstep, don't they?
I guess so. They also have the outdoor mailboxes, which I always thought was weird.
I think that's only in like the suburban areas.
Probably. Yeah, I can't imagine they have those in the city.
Yeah, because I guess like their drives are so long, it just is easier for the postman. Even yeah, so, it's like, fucking no, put it in my house, not in my letterbox. And that is a euphemism, Mr. And he's like, well, which one's which?
Guess. Yeah. We'll betide you if you get it wrong.
Yeah, guess, go on. Knowing me and knowing you.
So she, as we established, reads like a motherfucker.
Yeah, when her dad is like, fucking stop reading. And she's like, I want to go to school. And he's like, I can't go to school. She's like, I want to go to school. But then the next day, he fucking sells a car to a big old woman.
Your big old woman. Yeah.
And for some reason, then he says, okay, you're going to school tomorrow.
Yeah, he likes the cut of her jib.
Oh, is that why he does that?
Yeah.
So I was like, why does that convince him to send her to school?
Because she's all like, I don't take any children, nonsense. Beat the child and stuff their mouth into a chocolate cake.
God, that chocolate cake looks so good.
Right?
Yeah.
It really does, doesn't it? That looks better than any chocolate cake I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
I know chocolate cake is not the best cake by far.
It's not good cake.
Yeah. But the chocolate cake in this film looks banging.
Yeah.
It was also the biggest cake I've ever seen. And how he fit that it all in without throwing up or his stomach exploding or shitting himself, I've no idea.
Yeah, it is like logistically impossible.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it. That is a cake to feed at least 28 people. How he finished the one slice in that quickly was impressive.
I know, and how he wasn't sick by just that one. Yeah. That was a big slice.
Yeah.
And I've read or watched a thing from like the cast of Matilda and like Pam Ferris, who plays Trunchbull, saying like that the kid who played Bruce, I think his name was, felt as we do about chocolate cake, didn't like it really. And they just had to like keep making him eat like huge bite after huge bite from all the different angles, and she felt really bad.
But I mean, I'm sure it tasted. Fuck him.
He was in a major motion picture.
And he got to eat the best cake ever made. Yeah. Fucking hell. God damn it. What would Princess Diana say? Anyway, so he's like, yeah, you're fucking going to school tomorrow. And she's like, yeah. So she goes to school tomorrow. And straight away she can tell it's like a bad school. Not a bad school. It's a good school with bad people in. A bad woman in. It's a good school with a Trunchbull.
Run by Trunchbull, who is insane.
Yeah, in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Yeah. Abba knock at the door. They're like, are you sang a song that was not us?
Yeah.
That was not part of the deal. Anyway, so she makes friends straight away, though.
Yeah, she with Lavender.
I don't know what I was about to call her, Violet. Close.
Mm-hmm. Close, yeah.
But no cigar.
Yeah.
And she meets Hortensia. And I was like, fucking hell, your parents must hate you.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so fucking hell, Trunchbull comes out to inspect the playground. And Hortensia finds Matilda and her new friend, Lavender, hiding in like a little hidey hole. And she's like, Trunchbull checks in there. Go hide somewhere else. So they try and find somewhere else. But then Trunchbull finds her target.
Yeah, the
Amanda,
little...
Amanda, right?
Yeah, Amanda fucking Squibb or something.
Did I write it down? Amanda...
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Everybody, I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss. Anyway, yeah, and then she's like, what are those things? And she's like, oh, they're my pigtails. And he's like, are you a pig? Do I allow pigs in my school? And he's like, my mommy thinks they're cute or sweet.
Or one of them.
My mommy thinks they're chocolate.
She is a pig.
And she's like, well, your mommy is a twit.
No, she's a pig.
My mom's a pig. My dad's a farmer.
You know how the old story goes.
Yeah. Anyway, so Trunchbull fucking grabs her by her pigtail, swings her around like a fucking discus.
Yeah.
And
like a hammer throw.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
She fucking throws her, and I was like, this girl could have died. She almost got impaled on the fence. But she clears the fence and picks up Daisy.
That's what we have a story about Trunchbull throwing a boy out of a window for eating two M&Ms in her class.
That's true.
And they're all like, he didn't die, but he was beaten up real bad in the hospital and stuff.
Yeah, but the parents don't believe the stories we tell. And I was like, fucking hell, this film is so 90s.
I know, right?
Yeah.
There's, like, I was thinking that while I was watching it. I was like, well, I'm gonna have to just gloss over this parents don't believe the kids thing. Because if they're all telling the same story.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was very irresponsible of Miss Honey not to like corroborate the kids' stories and not to like report right? what's going on.
It's not like Miss Trunchbull has any real hold over her. Like, she could just get
yeah,
a job
not
at a
really.
Different school.
I guess the idea is that she's still under her aunt's thumb and scared of her. But
yeah.
Are there not other teachers in this school? There are lots of classes going
That's
on at the same
so
time.
That's so fucking true. There are lots of classes, and there must be more than... There must be other teachers.
Yeah.
It's all bollocks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Roald Dahl story, isn't it? Who guy who wrote fucking James and the Giant Peach. Like, it's, you know, it happens in this fantasy world where these things just happen.
And shit like that did happen. Not like that, but, like, kids just get hit at school all the time back then.
Well, it was normal for kids. It was quite right for kids to get smacked at school if they misbehaved.
Yeah. But she goes to class, and that's where she meets Miss Honey.
Meets Miss fucking Honey? Have we missed Glue Hat?
Who?
Glue Hat.
Oh, fuck.
I think we have.
Hold on. She does good maths.
I've written she does good maths.
Yeah, we've missed Glue Hat. The whole bit where Matilda's powers first emerge.
Okay. <yeah. laughs> All right, so... Turns out Matilda has spooky powers.
Turns out Matilda's Carrie, but without the period.
Yet. Anyway, Matilda's got some spooky powers, and she has learnt from her father that people who are bad need to be punished. And she's like, what his dad is like, what her father meant to say was children who are bad need to be punished, but he said people.
Yeah.
So she's like, I can punish my parents, you say.
So she starts doing like dick stuff, based, not dick stuff, but she's doing like little irritating stuff. And she puts peroxide in his hair.
She gets oil. Super into dick stuff.
Yeah, my dad would hate this.
Yeah, she puts peroxide in his hair oil.
Yeah, and then she puts...
When she finds out he's a crook, she goes to his work where he is, like, just disguising old, beaten up, broken cars as new.
Yeah, so she puts glue in his hat and he puts hat on and can't get it off.
He just can't get off anymore.
Yeah. It's like, I can't ejaculate with the hat on. Then the mom's like, but Tom Jones had a whole song about it.
And he's like, that's not an ABBA song.
You can keep your hat on. Oh, God. Also, I can't think of a single other ABBA song whenever I go to do that bit. It's either that or Waterloo, and Waterloo doesn't fit anything. Anyway, fucking hell. She goes to class, and she meets Miss Honey on her first day of school.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Miss Honey is fit, and I definitely would.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
tell me about it.
Right?
Yeah.
Miss Honey.
See, last time I watched this film, I was a proper child. And to me, I didn't think that then. She was just a grown-up.
I think I always kind of thought Miss Honey was hot. Yeah, I still do. Still would.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, fucking Miss Honey's asking them fucking dumb maths questions. And she's like, very good. Soon you'll be able to do big things like the square root of 965 million. And Matilda's like...
I don't think that's an integer.
Yeah, but it was like 4,594, I think. And then Miss Honey's like, what? And she's like, I think it's this.
You fucking what?
Yeah, what'd you fucking say to me? And she's like, no, I think it is. Yeah, 494. And then Miss Honey.
You're not making any sense, Matilda.
And Lavender's like, she's got a serious brain disease.
Lavender does that weird thing with her voice where she's like, wow.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, there's a couple of points where she's like, whoa.
I didn't even notice.
She sounds like a bullfrog.
Oh, Lavender was so cool in this. I was like, I wish I was friends with Lavender at that age. I would have done well with having a best friend like Lavender.
Yeah.
I'd have been way cooler than I was.
She puts the newt in the glass.
I thought you were going to say that she puts the newt in a word that has newt in it. She puts
in Isaac Newton.
Yeah. but yeah, Miss Honey fucking does quick maths and then she checks.
Quick maths.
Yeah. Checks Matilda's answer and then she sexily pulls down her glasses and like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, oh, Matilda's like sploosh.
Yeah. And then she's like, the first thing I have to do is go and tell someone. So she runs to Trunchbull's office and she's like, fucking Matilda's so smart. She can do big numbers in her head. And she's like, so can a calculator.
So can a calculator, which is dumb.
Yeah. It's like, fuck off.
Exactly. Very much fuck off.
Yeah, also, why did you train to become a teacher?
You're clearly in the wrong profession.
Yeah. How did you go from Olympic athlete to become a headmistress? Like, why would you choose that?
Yeah. It was not.
Maybe she was the PE teacher and then the headmistress.
She was definitely a PE teacher.
Yeah.
Which she got forced into by the time she couldn't do the actual sports competitively anymore.
I bet she got kicked out of, like, competing for the Olympics because of some, like, shitty reason.
I bet she was doping.
I feel like she wouldn't dope, though. She seems too...
straight-laced?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like she'd do anything to get ahead.
She fucking needs it. She can fucking lift a car with her hands.
Maybe she's still doping.
Maybe.
That's why she's so angry all the time.
And so fucking hench.
Yeah. So well hung.
Oh, God. So Miss Honey's like, yeah, I think she needs to go in a more advanced class. And I was like, you just met this girl and asked her one question. Chill out.
To be fair, though, if you're with a group of, 5 or 6 year old kids who are doing their 2x tables and then it was just like 13 times 479 or whatever and she just does it instantly, I'd be like, yeah, all right.
I'd at least give it an hour.
Let's make sure she hasn't got some sort of like voice to text translator and then her iPhone under the table.
Well, she hadn't just heard that particular sum on TV and memorized it.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking Miss Trunchbull, like, oh, you're trying to pile her off on other teachers, are you? I know what you're doing. Blah, 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 blah. No, you're going to be stuck with that little twerp. And Miss Honey's like, oh, fucking hell, right?
Yeah, fucking hell. Oh, I'm going to be stuck with that little twerp.
And she goes back and...
and then goes and visits Matilda's home.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, later that fucking night, they're all watching TV. And Miss Honey fucking shows up and is like, I want to talk about Matilda. And then he's like, what the fuck she done now? She's like, oh, no, it's good things. So he invites her in. And then she's like, I feel like Matilda needs to go, like, to, like, special classes and whatever.
Yeah, she's super advanced. She's really clever. And she'd be ready for college in a few years, probably.
Yeah, and then they say stuff that is like...
college!
Yeah, and then she's like, you know, like, when you're sick, your doctor would have gone to college. If you sold a bad car, your lawyer would have gone to college. And he's like, what do you know about my bad cars? I mean, why do you know about bad cars? I mean, I don't have bad cars.
Do you have bad cars? Yeah. Give me them.
You got a bad car.
Careful, ABBA will come knocking. This episode's sponsored by ABBA.
Yeah, fucking Matilda's like, ABBA's watching from the outside. Yeah. They're not ABBA, they're
the speedboat salesman. They're ABBA.
Oh my God, yeah, because this whole time there's been two guys parked outside the house who are blatantly cops.
Yeah, one of them's got a beard and one of them's got long hair with slightly simian features.
Oh, sorry, were you making a joke?
With what?
Sorry. Sorry, yeah, they're both Benny and Bjorn. No, one of them is Pee Wee Herman.
I vaguely have seen pictures of that film, maybe.
Yeah.
But I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
The main one.
Yeah. Yeah, the one who... yeah. Yeah.
Because the other one clearly isn't.
Yeah. Then the man's like, look, some women go to college. Like you. Me, I didn't go to college and I got a husband, I got a TV, and something else.
What else?
And then Mrs. Honey's like, okay, I can see if this is a waste of my time. She goes to leave and she puts a book in a statue and she winks at Matilda.
Puts a book in a statue.
Oh, God. And it's the Kama Sutra.
Yeah, she's looking at Matilda across the room like that.
They don't call me Miss Honey for nothing. And then what happens?
Next day, Trunchbull summons the whole school to the assembly hall and gets Bruce Bogtrotter up to the front.
Yeah.
And she's like, chocolate cake?
Yeah, she's like, someone ate my cake. I don't think it was you. And he's like, why?
You know what I mean, Bruce. You remember, don't you?
Anyway, so yeah, she's like, fucking Bruce Bogtrotter, someone's broken into my toilet. No, she's like, someone broke into the kitchen and ate my bit of cake. And I know it was you because I could see the cake around your mouth. And it's like, it wasn't me, I'm vegetarian.
It's just like, there's no animal cake. Product in this cake.
It's not a meatloaf. It's not a fucking sausage pie.
Sausage pie.
What's a sausage pie? You know, it's a pie.
That's when a man takes his... No, wait. You mean to say you've never given anyone a sausage pie?
Oh, Bruce Bogtrotter, your name practically means pig. And he's like, it wasn't me. And she's like, I saw you on the counter.
I saw the marks on your shoulder. Anyway, she makes him eat cake.
Yes. She's like, call me Mary Twatinetti, because I'm going to say, let him eat cake. So he eats the fucking slice of cake. And then she's like, what did you think? Now, I thought he said, I want more. But I think he says, oh, it's so good.
I thought he says, it's good.
Yeah. And I thought he said, I want more. Because the way she says, oh, you want more? It sounded like she was answering his question. But then this time I was like, oh, no, he doesn't say that. She just says that weird.
Yeah.
Well, not weird. Like, she says it the right way. Just an odd line to come after what he said.
Hmm.
But fucking cook comes out with the rest of the cake.
And it is the biggest cake I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah. And then she's like, cook, put her blood, sweat and minge into this.
Cook gives herself a quick rub.
Yeah.
And then walks, exit stage right.
Yeah. So finest confection, finest confection. And then she's like, you're going to eat all of it. And then they fucking Bruce starts and everyone's like, no, we can't do it. He'll explode.
Oh my God, Bruce, no.
And then fucking as he's getting a bit bleary-eyed, Matilda stands up and goes, you can do it, Brucey. But everyone else does it as well.
Yeah, Matilda leads the cheer.
And then he fucking does it, didn't he?
And he does it, like, defying the laws of physics.
Yeah, I somehow. Don't know how he did that.
I mean, his stomach can only expand so far before something's got to give. He died the next day.
I think he did.
I know, he appears in a later scene.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's his twin.
Yeah. Fucking hell. So she smashes the cake plate over his head and says, everyone gets detention.
Yeah, which is fucking...
For 5 hours. And then so Matilda doesn't get home until like 10 p.m. that night, I assume. It was probably 8.
Yeah, and then she gets home and they're like, where were you? And she was like, oh, Trunchbull made us stay late because a boy ate a cake.
And then she smashed a thing over his head and then she gave us 5 hours of detention.
And did that. You little liar.
Yeah. You're a fucking liar. I can't watch TV.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to watch TV. I want to read a book.
He's like, don't read a fucking book, Matilda.
Yeah, whatever it is, we can act it out for you. And she's like, okay.
Look at all these costumes I brought.
The TV broke, so we had to improvise. So we each chose a subject and we can act out.
I chose sorrow.
Well, the book I'm reading is Moby Dick. Moby what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real excerpt from the movie Matilda, directed by Danny DeVito. Anyway, so fucking hell. She gets home super late and she's like, no. And then she's like, look, the fucking cops are outside. And then Mom's like, no, they're not cops. It's people salesmen. And she's like, they're cops.
They're cops, Mom.
The next day, Trench puts Matilda in the chokey, right?
Yeah, because a shitty car her dad sold her.
Yeah. I feel Matilda did this bit really good, because like, Trunchbull goes to teach Miss Honey's class, which I think she does every so often. And Miss Honey's like mouthing to Lavender, "Where's Matilda?" And Lavender like puts her hands around her throat.
Yeah.
And Miss Honey's like, oh,
meanwhile,
fuck.
Lavender has put the newt in
her Scamander.
Yeah.
But yeah, they bring it into the class, and then Lavender has the idea to put the newt in Miss Trunchbull's required jug of water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're fucking brave, man.
You're very brave.
Yeah, she's very brave. They should call her Bravender.
People might take that a racial way.
Oh, God. I tried to think of an appropriate ABBA song and I couldn't. So fucking Miss Honey gets Matilda out of the chokey. Matilda's all like shaken up as you would be.
Yeah.
Why is Miss Trunchbull in a mood?
Because Matilda's dad sold her a shitty car.
Is that the only reason?
That's why she threw Matilda in the chokey. And then she was all like... Miss Honey was like, Miss Trunchbull's teaching our class today. She does on the first Wednesday of every month or whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think why, because she's on one, and she's always on one. But she's like, I don't know, I think, she asked the fucking girl she threw over the fence, like, have you learned anything today or recently? Can you spell? And she's like, Mrs. Honey told us to spell a difficult word the other day. And she's like, oh.
Yeah, she told us to spell difficulty with a poem.
Oh, a poem. What poem would that be? Yeah. And she's like, Mrs. D, Mrs. I, Mrs. F, F, I, Mrs. C, Mrs. U, Mrs. L, T, Y. And she's like, silence!
Why are all these women married?
Oh my God.
That was great.
Yeah. Anyway, fucking Miss Trunchbull pours a glass of water, then it goes in the water glass.
Yeah, and they all like have a little chuckle.
Yeah.
At her.
And then Miss Trunchbull's like, what? She starts saying something about something and getting on one, right?
I mean, that sounds like her.
That's it. Oh my God, right. So. She says she sees the newt in the glass and she's like, oh, it's a snake. And then Matilda's like, actually, it's a newt.
Yeah.
And then Miss Trunchbull's like, she comes over to her and she calls her a little piss worm. And I was like, what? Fucking hell, calm down. She's like, I'm big and you're small and you're smart. No, I'm smart and you're dumb. There's nothing you can do about it. It's like the same thing that her dad said to her.
Earlier, yeah.
It fucks Matilda off. So Matilda uses her mind powers to push the glass over.
Yeah, she tips the glass over and the newt springs up and grabs her tits.
Yeah, she's like...
Trunchbull's tits, I mean.
Yeah. Miss Trunchbull's bountiful bosom. And then she fucking has a little freak out. Freak out! Yeah.
Yeah.
The newt, it's chic.
And then Lavender's all like, thanks for not telling on me.
He's like, best friends don't tell.
Yeah, but Matilda wasn't even in the room when Lavender did it, so how would she know?
I guess it was Lavender's newt. How else did he get there?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, plus Matilda was smart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She deduce.
Yeah. She knew that they were cops.
She did. She knew that they were Benny and Bjorn.
So afterwards, Matilda's like, I did it with my powers. And Miss Honey's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she tries to demonstrate her powers and then she can't.
Yeah, but she's like, sometimes when we really want to show someone that we can do something, we can.
Yeah, I think it's quite nice that she never outrightly says that she doesn't believe her. She does kind of indulge what she thinks is like, this child's fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of teachers would do that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Then Miss Hannah's like, Matilda, would you like to come around my house for milk and cookies? And Matilda's like, sure.
Sure.
Sure. You're not weird, are you? She's like, no, not at all.
But wait till you see my milk and cookies.
Yeah. I'm going to put in your milk what Edgar put in the cat's milk in Aristocats. Have you seen that film? No? It's, don't watch it. Yeah.
Not between now and arriving at my house.
Yeah, don't put it on your portable DVD player. What's a DVD? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, Matilda's like, why is Miss Trunchbull such a cunt? And Miss Hayley's like, well, there's this story. She tells her this story.
Yeah, we get a bit of Honey Trunchbull backstory on the way. And it turns out Miss Honey is Miss Trunchbull's niece.
Yeah. Miss Honey had a good life with her rich dad and mum. Then her mum died and Miss Trunchbull, he was her mum's sister?
Her mum's stepsister, I think she said.
Right.
Okay. Or something like that. Yeah. Some distant thing. But her dad was like, yeah, right, you come in and look after Miss Honey.
Yeah, and then her dad died under mysterious circumstances. And then Miss Trunchbull started treating Miss Honey like shit. Then when Miss Honey was 18, she bought her own cottage with what money, we don't know. And then became a teacher at the school that Miss Trunchbull was headmistress at.
Yeah, for some reason.
I wonder if Miss Honey started working there before Miss Trunchbull.
Maybe.
And then she was like, fuck. But her cottage is sweet as fuck. I was like, I want to live there.
Yeah, it's a very cool little cottage. Yeah. I was disappointed that she left it to move back into the mansion.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she didn't sell it.
Yeah, maybe. She kept it there as a little, like, I don't know, annex.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, Matilda, when you grow up, you can have the cottage.
Or you can just have the cottage now. Just go. I've had enough of you.
Yeah, you're smart enough. You can look after yourself. Yeah. You can write your name in spinach and everything. they walk back to where, I guess, I don't know, maybe Miss Honey's going to walk her back to the bus stop. And then they pass Trunchbull's house. Yeah. And she leaves. Then Matilda's like, let's go get your marbles. she's like, let's go get the doll and shit that you left in the house. And Miss Honey's like, Matilda, no!
Matilda no! Did you say anyway. Language?
Yeah. So they break into the house. They don't break in, they just go inside. And then they're looking through all the shit. And then they find Miss Honey's like doll and that kind of stuff. But then Miss Trunchbull comes back because the car broke down.
Yeah, the car broke down because Matilda's dad is a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck. It's like, how are we going to get out? Then Miss Honey's like, okay, if we go into the kitchen, there's a door out the back.
I've got an idea. We'll do a whole escape / distraction farce.
Yeah. And we got to do it while also humming the Mission Impossible theme.
Come on, Matilda.
So fucking they try and do this plan, but Matilda gets into the kitchen and the fucking door is bolted shut.
Yeah, so she hides under the table and then how did
so
she... This so stupid. She's sitting like, under the table and Trunchbull is like in slow motion going to move the tablecloth up. And then she looks and she's gone. And it turns out Matilda is doing the classic ceiling suspension, like in the roof of the table kind of thing. And I thought, how did she do that silently?
Yeah.
Trunchbull was like a foot away from her.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Can she levitate herself with her powers?
I was just thinking, but she didn't have control of her powers.
She didn't have control of her powers by then. And if she could levitate herself with her powers, why would she need to do the tight push against the wood
also,
of the table.
Also, in that
thing.
Stressful situation, I'm sure her powers would have opened the back door for her. And Miss Trunchbull was like, no! It's much too good for children. Oh, good. Anyway, fucking Miss Honey grabs a shot put from upstairs and chucks it across somewhere to distract Miss Trunchbull. And then she fucking opens and closes the front door. And then Miss Trunchbull goes after that. Then Miss Honey fucking makes her way into the kitchen via the back passage again.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember how her and Matilda get out. Oh, they get out through the, not the cat flap, but like the flap.
They
in
go
the
down into a basement and they get out through a flappy little window.
Avoiding Miss Trunchbull by mere seconds.
Yeah.
And then Miss Honey's like, you must promise me you'll never go back in the house again.
And Matilda does promise that.
Yeah. So Matilda gets home. And her mom's fucking talking to the FBI and telling them all about Harry's, like, money and finances and shit.
Yeah, Matilda's like, there are cops.
And she's like, this speedboat salesman. And it's like, fucking hell, you utter...
You deserve to get arrested.
Yeah.
And sodomized.
Fucking hell.
I assume that's what speedboat salesman is code for.
You deserve to get sodomized. Putting it in is never easy, I know. Yeah, Matilda, basically the next day, starts practicing her powers because she's like, look, I can only do it when I'm angry, so I need to learn how to do this, not when I'm angry. And then she does, and she makes all kinds of cool things ensue.
Yeah, and we get the famous Matilda living room dancing scene.
She dances like a twat, I'm sorry, but yeah. I was like, I almost checked out of the film again at that point.
Apparently she was really like self-conscious and embarrassed.
Was she? Good. Do you know what? That was that you could tell it was unchoreographed. They should have just got someone to teach her exact moves to do, and I bet she would have felt a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
And it would have been better scene.
Yeah. Fuck you, Danny DeVito.
Yeah. I bet he said, just get up there and dance. Just get up there and dance. Well, I need a song. Fine. Put on
Dancing Queen.
No, that's too slow.
And two on the nose.
Anyway, fucking hell. So, yeah, cards fly about the place. And then the FBI comes.
Yeah, the cops come and search the garage.
Yeah. And basically, they're looking for... They want to record the... They want to film them rifling through the evidence of Harry's misdoings that are in the boxes.
Yeah, but they don't have... They make a whole thing out of making it clear that the cops don't have a warrant.
Yeah. Which I'm like, surely the FBI at this point do have a warrant for anything they need to, like, seize.
I mean, they've been staking out his house for ages.
Yeah. Surely you would need a warrant by that point to... You would have acquired one by that point.
You would think.
So I was like...
Why have they not got a warrant? I mean, it's them being irresponsible.
Yeah, it's them being bad cops.
Really? I think maybe that's just...
Bad cops. Bad cops.
This is the thing. I think they need us to know that they're bad cops in order for Matilda to be justified in stealing their tape.
But I was like, well, the tape doesn't have anything on it yet because they didn't get to film what they came for, so...
Yeah. And I guess that's the whole, like, but they've been, you know, staking out their outside the house for ages.
But what would they
But surely seen? All of that's on more than what... They've seen him bringing in packages and stuff.
Yeah, but they don't know what's inside them.
No, but they've
really,
seen...
Really, the tape should have been them recording the mum saying where he's got his money overseas and shit.
Oh,
like
he had... Well, he had a voice recorder out at that point.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does he need a fucking... Well, I guess just more evidence. But yeah, I didn't get why she took the tape out of his camcorder. Anyway, fucking hell. So that night, Matilda decides to be a fucking renegade cowboy and go back to the Trunch house.
Yeah, she poltergeists the fuck out of her.
Yeah, because Miss Trunch was very superstitious.
Yeah.
And she really effectively uses her powers to make Miss Trunch think that the house is haunted. And
that it's haunted by the ghost of Miss Honey's father.
Dad, what's his name? Edgar?
Magnus.
Yeah.
You're just thinking of Aristocats again.
Oh, that film was so good. But yeah, she retrieves Miss Honey's doll and she retrieves some chocolates from the amazing chocolate box in that film. Mm. Oh, but what really fucking pisses me off, Tom, so much, and I'm mad about it every time I see this film, is that she doesn't pick up the white chocolate that's in the middle. She picks up two of like the wrapped foiled ones that are basically like the caramel ones in a fucking bucket of Cadbury roses. And the white one in the middle is the fanciest looking one. And you know that's going to be the one that tastes the best. And she doesn't pick it up. And it fucks me off every time. And I forget about it every time. And then when I see which ones she picks up, I'm like, fuck off. Fuck off, Matilda. You and your weak sauce fucking selection of chocolates.
I'm sick of it.
If fucking she brought me that chocolate the next day, I'd be like, I don't want this. I'd have fucking unwrapped it, fucking shoved it down her gob and been like, hey, you fucking have it, you cunt.
Fucking swallow this doll as
yeah.
well.
I bet she's so mad.
So Matilda arrives at school the next day and gives Miss Honey her doll back.
Yeah, and her chocolate.
Yeah, Miss Honey's like, I had mine earlier. Like, Matilda, what the fuck?
She's like, oh, Matilda, you're really spoiling us.
What?
You know the Ferrero Rocher commercial? Oh, Ambassador, you are really spoiling us.
No.
Oh, Tom! God damn it. Anyway, Miss Honey's like, you promised you wouldn't go inside. And she was like, I didn't go inside.
I used my powers.
Yeah, I used my carry powers. And she's like, have you had your bird yet? She's like, no. She's like, oh God, Matilda. I hope you stay popular and have friends. But yeah, she lifts up the jug that is Miss Trunchbull's water. Because Miss Trunchbull shows up that morning and she's obviously...
Yeah, she's all like, I will be teaching your class today. Yeah,
because she found Matilda's ribbon in the bushes.
Matilda's red hair ribbon.
Yeah, she knows it's Matilda's. Which doesn't know Miss knows Matilda's, but she's like, it's a child's.
It belongs to a child.
Because she...
And she must know from Miss Honey's class.
That's so... Right, going back to like the scene where Matilda like poltergeist the house, the bit where the fucking portrait of Magnus flies down the stairs is truly frightening, I think.
Yeah.
That bit was like... What? Yeah, but Miss Trunchbull fled and then she found Matilda's ribbon from her hair on like her windshield or something and she was like, ah, a kid was here. So yeah, Matilda lifts a jug that's on the table for Mrs. Trunchbull's like water needs and Miss Honey's like, what?
Miss Honey's like, what? You got real powers, Matilda.
Yeah, Matilda's like, I can do all kinds of things. And she moves more things. Miss Honey's like, oh my God.
You put that back. I put that up there for a reason.
Put it back up as I get pregnant. And so fucking, yeah, Miss Trunchbull arrives as the other kids and stuff. And Miss Trunchbull's not in a good mood.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lines all the kids up and is like...
This is her favourite move. sorry, that was dastardly.
Dastardly.
Yeah. Yeah, so Miss Trunchbull was like, so, who was wearing a pretty red band yesterday and isn't wearing one today? She, like, quizzes all the kids. And the fucking, like, she's like, oh, do you understand the question? And they're all like, yes, Miss Trunchbull. And the one the boys go, sir. And I'm like, fuck off. What are you trying to prove? And what were you doing, you little shit?
Now I got time for it.
Oh, God. This is why me and Tom could never adopt a child together.
The only reason.
I want to name him Abba.
It's not a real name. But yeah, then Matilda goes all poltergeist again and writes on the board, Agatha, which we've established as Trunchbull's name.
Yeah, because she like double checks. She's like, Miss Honey, what did your dad used to call you? Is it like Hummingbird? She's like, no, Bumblebee. She's like, oh,
Bumblebee,
So yeah, she uses her mind to make chalk write on the board. Like, Agatha, give my Bumblebee back her house. I'm doing an impression of the kids reading novels. Give my Bumblebee back her house and all her money. If you don't, I will get you. I will get you like you got me. Magnus.
Ooh,
yeah.
The spooky ghost.
And then she fucking spazzes out, throws a kid out the window.
Classic Trunchbull.
Yeah. Fucking classic 1996 CGI, I thought as well.
Yeah.
But Matilda like makes him fly and come back in. Everything's good. Yeah. And then there's like really stupid, like, let's just put this in for the kids, like Miss Trunchbull getting thrown about the classroom and stuff. And I thought, oh, they didn't need to do that. I thought it kind of spoiled that moment a bit. Because it seemed a bit ridiculous.
What, all the chalk dusters and stuff?
Yeah, and her spinning on the globe and all that shit. And I was like, no, you didn't need that.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, but it's got to have some
but I didn't. But I remember not even enjoying that as a kid.
Yeah.
I always think adults think that kids like dumb shit. And it's like, no, they don't. Kids like good shit just like adults like good shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean, actually, yeah.
Anyway, so fucking Miss Trunchbull runs out to her car and leaves to never be seen again.
Yeah.
And everyone cheers. And then we cut to fucking Miss Honey.
15 years later.
Fucking coked out, a heroin need was in her arm.
Yeah, Matilda's like 19.
Yeah. Oh, God. And Miss Honey, as I turn out, I didn't have a job once Trunchbull left. Then there was estate tax and all these kind of things I didn't think of. Anyway, I lost the cottage pretty quickly and I'm barely hanging on to the house. It's okay, at least I got Magnus.
I turned it into a whorehouse.
The best little whorehouse in Texas. Anyway, no, fucking her and Miss Honey. Miss Honey gets the house back. No, Miss Honey, did she get the house back first?
She moves back into her father's house and Matilda's a regular visitor.
Of course she is.
She's one of her favourite clients.
She can do big numbers in her head. Anyway, fucking El Dreamland visit with Sessions. Her family rocks up. He's like, we need to go. Here, take your fucking cookies, put them in the bag, and we're going to go. And Matilda's like, I don't want to go. And they're like, where are we going? And I'm like, we're going to, is it Cancun?
Guam.
Guam, that's it.
Yeah, like, we need to beat the speedboat salesman to the airport.
Yeah, and then Matilda's like, I don't want to go. And then she's like, wait.
Wait, Miss Honey, adopt me. I've got the adoption papers. Here, everyone sign. And everyone gets a say and a decision in it, except Miss Honey, who's just stood in the background the whole time.
Miss Honey fucking, I think she says enough, to be fair. Straight away she stands, because the mum's like, what does she want a fucking little bratty kid like you for? And Miss Honey's like, because she can do big numbers in her head and she's wonderful and I love her. And then the mum's like, oh, I just never understood you. I mean, you're my only daughter. Anyway, give me the papers. And it's like, oh, and then she signs the papers and her dad signs the papers and Danny DeVito's voiceover is like, and ironically, in the only real act of kindness to Matilda, they signed over ownership to Miss Honey. And then they wave goodbye and it's kind of a sweet ending.
Yeah, it's a happily ever after ending.
Yeah, and I just thought, I wish her parents, it turned out her parents did care a bit more in the end than they ever showed, you know? But, like,
yeah,
I wish there was a bit more of like a, oh, I wish that her mum had been like, is this what you really want or something? And then Matilda had been like, yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. I wish it had been like, it was shown to be just an act of love more. I that would have been nicer for me, I think.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But yeah, and then fucking we get a montage of them living happily in the house with the Omoe, ding ding ding, Omoe, Omoe, Omoe. We hula hoop in the living room. Anyway, so they fucking eat chocolates and hula hoop and do super shit in the house. Miss Honey fucking has like wavy hair now because she's all liberated.
Yeah, she's all liberal.
Yeah. And they go on the swing in the garden.
And that's the end.
Yeah, they both got what each really wanted, a loving family.
Yeah.
And Matilda almost, you never use their powers again. Well, almost. And then she levitates a book across the room.
Except when she's being fucking lazy.
Yeah. And I was like, I would use my powers all the time. That's all I would do is use my powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd just sit in a chair.
Yeah, I would resign myself to a wheelchair. Just use my powers for everything.
To move the wheelchair?
Yeah. And people are like, oh, Miss Honey, what happened to her? She's like, oh, no, she's fine. She just has mind powers.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Does she have to blow in a tube to move forward? No. Yeah. But yeah, so in the book, I remember that Matilda's powers were a result of she had too much, like, her mind was so active and she had so much knowledge it wasn't being expressed, so that's why she had powers.
Mm.
So once she was in Miss Honey's care and she was put in an advanced class and that kind of stuff, her powers disappeared because she was able to express her intelligence. But obviously they didn't do that for the film. It would have been quite nice if her powers went away and just so we weren't left wondering what she did when she got older, which is what I was thinking of.
Yeah, or why her powers existed in the first place.
Yeah, we never really got an explanation, whereas in the book we did.
Because that's the thing, I thought that this story would have been a good story even without the supernatural powers.
I agree, I totally agree.
Yeah, and I mean, you'd have to redo the whole scene where she writes on the blackboard at the end, but you could redo that into something non-supernatural easily enough, I feel. I don't know how.
Yeah,
exactly,
I feel like maybe
but...
if the kids, if Miss Honey had just been like, do you know what? I've had enough. And she stands up to her and then the kids all like back her up and then they all fucking like beat Miss Trunchbull with like the chalk dusters and stuff and like...
Yeah.
Because the whole bit ends up with her in the hallway and then people and then the kids... And then they start throwing their lunchboxes at her. So kids in other classes see her in the hallway and start doing the same. So it's the kids that run her out of the school. So you could have ended up at that same point without the powers.
You could have ended up at that same point. But I think a key thing is the... ghost of Magnus saying, give Miss Honey back her money and her house and or I'll come after you as like you got me, etc. That was quite a key use of her powers.
I feel like you could have removed that too, because that whole scene with like the poltergeisting that she does, if she had just broke into the house to steal the doll again and not made the promise to Miss Honey in the first place, and then Miss Honey had just got a backbone in the end and they'd all run her out of the school, I think you could have made
it
work.
You could have done it without the blackboard thing, definitely. I think her breaking into her house again and acting, being a bit poltergeisty, but without the supernatural powers.
Yeah, maybe she just used her intelligence to like do certain things.
Yeah, like Home Alone style.
Yeah. Like, you could have done the whole bit other than the portrait flying across the room.
Yeah, pretty much.
You could have found ways to do that, I think, where she managed to. So, yeah, you could have done it without the powers, and I think it would have been fine. But alas, they didn't. And the film is still great, so it's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the fucking end of the podcast.
It's the end of the fucking episode.
Yeah. Yeah, not the end of the podcast.
Yeah. So we both liked the film.
We both liked the film. So, what do we say? So you can thank us for the comedy, the jokes we're making. This is for all the liberties we're taking. You can't live without it. You know, in all honesty, where would you be without boobies, poo, and pee? So... anyway, fuck it out. I was going to say I've been Tom then.
No, you haven't.
I've been Tom.
No, you haven't.
I've been Tom.
He always does this.
No, I've been Gifton / Daddy DeVito / Abba today, I guess.
Yeah, and I have just been Tom, I guess, / sort of back up to those things.
And knowing me has been knowing you.